Because it's a devil's system. Every system within the system has mind control encoded in it. Mind control encoded in the system, because it's a devil's system, and it goes back to Genesis 3. And it's a mind game. It's a mind game. And it's not just a mind game, it's a soul game. Your will, your emotions, your intellect. The devil's attacking your will. The devil's attacking your emotions. The devil's attacking your intellect. Now, how does the devil do it? Does he just appear in front of you? Maybe he has to some people. I've never seen him. He did pick me up one time and carried me to the kitchen. I was asleep. It was like 3 in the morning. He carried me to the kitchen. And he was laughing, and it happened really fast. And he showed me my toolbox moved from one side to the other. And I called out to Jesus, and I was immediately back in the bed and awake. And I walked into the kitchen, and sure enough, my toolbox was in there. I didn't even know it was in there. Now, was I picked up? Was my body? What was that? I don't know what that was. But I can read the Bible and see what it was. Everything that we're doing is already been in the Bible. There's nothing new. There's no new script. So when you're breaking free from Babylon, you're breaking free from the devil, you're starting to see past this 3D reality, and you're starting to see spiritual stuff. The devil don't like it. He knows. He knows you're getting ready to break free. Because God's elect are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And so the devil's mad when you get free. You start to have eyes, because that means you can reach out and pluck some other ones out. Not that you're doing it, but by the truth, by the Spirit of God in you, the truth in you, you can speak the truth, and some people can get saved. The Spirit of Christ destroys the spirit of the devil, and the saints get set free more and more the more you commune and fellowship with the truth, the Word, the more free you get. Now, your 3D body is down here in this 3D system. And so the 3D systems run by the devil, even though the types and shadows point to Jesus in every system, the devil's trying to hide it. And so the devil's trying to use MK Ultra mind control to mess with you, cause cognitive dissonance. The devil's trying to use 3D contradictions. The devil's trying to wear out the saints. The devil's trying to blame everything on you. The devil's trying to project a false identity onto you. The devil's attacking you through agents. The devil's attacking you through minions. The devil's attacking you through fake reality. He wants you to believe a fake reality. A lot of times we do the mind control to ourselves because our culture programming, our bloodline programming, or somebody's enabling you to enable your fake reality is to not really be on your side, you know? Enabling you to do wrong or to believe a lie or to live in Disneyland, that's not your friend. Somebody who's enabling you to live in lies, they're not your friend. If they think it's funny when you believe a lie, or they're trying to pull you into drinking or drugging or some kind of slavery system. If they think it's funny that they're pulling you into some kind of slavery thing, then they're not your friend. If they're mocking you, they're not your friend. You know, friends sometimes mock each other every once in a while, but I'm talking about on a regular basis. They're ridiculing you, mocking you, whatever it is, they're not your friend. Long story short, you're under a daily, weekly, yearly mind control game, and you also are being you're also under your own mind control, where you have to get rid of the lies that you believe from a child and live in the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Those words that you tell yourself, those little thoughts that come to your mind that are self-talk, a lot of that self-talk is lies. It's not based on reality. It's not based on fact. It's lies. And those self-talk programs, it's just a program. When you were a child, you, whether it's a fear or a insecurity or a doubt or a worry or whatever it is, when you were a child, your parents, they might not have been saved, or if they were saved, they might not known that this was even real. Back then, they didn't have the internet, but you know self-talk is a real thing. And so let's say you're going to the store and you're worried about your flat tire or something. Well, if you're worried about a flat tire, you need to learn how to fix a flat tire, or you make a system, you get the right tools, or you have a AAA or something. You don't live in fear. But even if you can't afford AAA or how to fix a tire, you can't live in fear. If you have to go to the store, you got to go to the store. And if you break down, trust God. There's always a way. See, here's something about the universe that will get rid of a lot of destructive self-talk, if you want to hear it. The lies of self-talk are from the flesh mind. So you ready? This is important. So everything is the now, and no matter where you're at in the now, God has already made a way of escape in the now. God has already made a path plain in the now. In other words, God isn't surprised that your tire was flat. He's not surprised, but he had already provided. It was a test of your faith. He's already provided. If you understand that in Him we live and breathe and have our being, every moment of every day is the now, and He's already provided for you before the problem ever appeared. In other words, Jesus is a Savior before the foundation world, so any problem that hits you, He's already made a way of escape before it even appears. Do you understand what I'm saying? God will make a way of escape, and He already did before the foundation world, no matter what you come up against. There's always a way of escape. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry, but it's the reality. It's true. It's fact. It's the truth. It's actually more real than your self-talk. Even though you might say, I'm afraid, or I'm worried, or what this might happen, or this might happen. And I learned this in the stock market too. Like, when the stock just goes down, it's like, oh no. If you panic, you forgot that it's a sine wave. The stock's going to go back up. If it goes down, it goes up. Now why? Because Jesus came down, He split space-time. He divided, D-I-V, He divided space-time, just like the man divides the vagina, the fabric of space-time. He came down here, the seed of the word, divided space-time, came down to, he split the matrix, came down into Mother Earth, the material realm. He came from the spirit to the material realm. The spirit is the seed, the material realm is the ma, the flesh, the natural. He split space-time, went through the cross, and he rose again. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So every situation or issue that you face, there's always a solution on the other side. There's always a solution on the other side. Because there's no problem that what didn't already have a solution. Let me just say this. I hate to share personal stuff, but this will help you. So I went to the emergency room because I wanted to make sure I didn't have a heart attack because I didn't think I did. So she went through the EKG and all that stuff. She said, your heart's fine. She said, you just have too much sugar in your body. So people told me, don't eat cheeseburgers and Coke. And I didn't listen. So over the years, it just started building up. So I said, okay, I'm not feeling good, so I got to cut back on sugar. So I was doing some work in somebody's domain, changing out an air conditioner, and she said, I told her I had to go to the emergency room because I wasn't feeling good or whatever, and I wanted this thing to be figured out fast. And sure enough, she said, she started telling me about what kind of, don't eat anything white. They turn the sugar. You can get some Pedialyte. You can do these kind of drinks. You can eat this kind of food. And she started telling me what to eat with no sugar and to how to build your electrolytes and all that. So the very thing that I needed is, okay, so after the emergency room, I thought, I don't know how to eat meals that are sugar-free because everything's got sugar, I thought. And she started showing me. It's easy now. Now that, you know, somebody jump-started me, all I have to do is Google it. And I should have known. But it was a pattern that I created for so many years that I didn't know how to break. Even though somebody would tell me, I didn't believe it. I was stubborn because it was a pattern that I created from a child or from a teenager, that is. And so then I started saying, well, what is the self-talk? What is the inner talk? Why am I not gung-ho about this? Why am I not worried about my health too much? So I thought, okay. So the devil's tore me down for so many years, attacked me through these agents and all, through ex-wives and stuff like that. They didn't really care about me. They just married. I don't know why they got married. They didn't even know me. So people that really don't care about you, who claim to be friends or somebody that really cares about, they didn't care about you. But maybe they didn't care about themselves. Maybe the reason they didn't care about me is because they didn't care about themselves, you know. And so all these years growing up, family members and all, maybe they didn't care about themselves, so they couldn't care about anybody else. Maybe they were all narcissists. Maybe everybody's a narcissist till they grow out of it. I don't know. But my point is, there was something in my training through these experiences with these people that didn't really care about me. All they cared about was themselves and what they could get from me. Wanted me to work two jobs just to take care of them, and then they put their own money. And I said, I don't think so. I had enough sense to know something wasn't right. But I didn't know about narcissism. I didn't know about psychopaths. I didn't know that the goats were that. I didn't know the goats could pretend to be Christian like they, you know. I didn't know about the 501. I didn't know about the church system, the 501(c)(3) church system, which is insane. And so as I grew and start to see the whole pie and all the mysteries started to be revealed, as I started to get healthy and whole, and I started to take care of myself first before I help others. And so I did that spiritually, mentally, cut off the stupid noise. The music, you're under attack. The music is attacking you. The lyrics of the music is attacking you. The TV shows are attacking you. The system is attacking you. The dead corporations are attacking you. Everything's attacking you. And you can use it, though, for good. If you see the game and you see the mind control that's going on, but you have to admit your own mind control. So then I started thinking about it. This is only the last week I started thinking about this. I thought, okay, why am I not? I just asked myself a simple question. Why don't I go to the grocery store and spend time to get sugar-free stuff and put it in the refrigerator? Why don't I do that? And so I had to be honest with myself. The reason I didn't do it is because I wasn't taught, and it is a self-care thing that you've been taught by somebody in your upbringing or spouse or somebody or the whole system. The self-care thing is never taught, especially to men. Most, we don't think about self-care. We think about sacrificing. But if the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't take care of yourself, how can you help somebody else? The Bible talks about that too. In order to help others, you got to help yourself. You got to get your mind right, your heart right, your soul right, your will right, your emotions right. You got to get your forgiveness right, your no bitterness. You got to understand what you're dealing with these people who are controlled by programs that are 10 times worse than yours. I mean, they're sitting there bitter and angry and mad at you because of a program. It might be prejudice. It might be something from their childhood. Whatever it is. Whatever the program is, they're just another version of yourself with a different path. And so instead of being bitter at these people who run on a program, a Wile E. Coyote program, just know that that program was started from a child. And they can't help it. And they can't escape. And none of us can escape without Jesus. And to admit these wrong thinking, stinking thinking, you know, when you put certain data in a computer, certain data comes out. The stinking thinking is because of what you put in. It's ridiculous. So when you wake up that your mama, your daddy, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, your TV, your culture, your bloodline, your nation, they've lied to you, the music that you listen to, you're being programmed by the music and everything around you, then when you wake up to that, you know that everybody else is being programmed. And you're waking up to the AI program, which is the flesh mind, and you're moving into the spirit mind, which is the mind of Christ, and you look at it from the outside in, and you look at it from the whole perspective, not just partial. So when you go to the grocery store, or when I go to the grocery store now, I only buy sugar-free stuff, or very, you know, maybe 3 or 6 grams of sugar, because I had no idea. And people told me, but my ears didn't hear them. People said, don't eat that, don't drink that. I had no idea I was being attacked by the system. Coca-Cola's attacking you. Pepsi's attacking you. These people are making you weak by me cutting out. I was like, only a week, cutting out sugars in a week. I can dig a 2-foot post hole now in half the time. And also, I noticed that by cutting out sugar, I'm sweating more. Before, I wasn't sweating. The body's starting to function right. See, that's the deal. They're attacking the body of Christ. They're trying to they're flesh creatures, so they really can't attack you spiritually if you're in Christ. So what can they do? They can attack you with their words, but they try to attack your body, your human body, because they're 3D, you're 5D and 3D. They're only 3D, And so they can only attack the 3D, and they can only attack the mind if you let them. But you renew your mind and you fight the fight. And the preachers don't talk about this. And maybe they don't know. And you know a lot of them don't know because they're legalists. They'll say, believe on Jesus to be saved. And then they'll turn around and say, if you miss a day of church, you're not right with God. Well, wait a minute. The Bible says you're right with God by believing on Jesus. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son, whom He has sent. So they want to add more works than that to you, to put you back under condemnation. So you know they're not thinking right. They're under a legalistic program, and they don't even know it. And then when you see it and you start talking about it, you start getting defamed and attacked and lied about and deep fakes and everything under the sun to try to attack you because you're free. And the reason they attack you is because they have a system, a legalistic system, where they make money. They put people under guilt, shame, condemnation to show up to make sure they get that tie and then membership so they can go to the banks and get another loan to build a church to keep their income. It's all about money. Paul was a tent maker. The apostle Paul didn't have debt. He was a tent maker. Come on, he's the example. Jesus is the example, primary. But apostle Paul, he was a tent maker and he didn't have debt. He didn't have a debt system. Why these 501(c)(3)s have debt? Why? That's why they compromise the gospel with legalism. So my point is, you're in a war. You're under mind control, but it's not just the corporate mind control. It's not just the culture. It's not just blood. It's your own. It's your own mind control. It's your own mind control. It's our own. We mind control ourselves more than anything. They will try it. They will try cognitive dissonance on you, two opposing views. They will try gaslighting on you. They will try to shift blame onto you. They will try to project their identity onto you and yours onto them. They will try the narcissistic mind games. But it's not your responsibility to fix them, but to respond rightly. There's times when Jesus called those Pharisees devils. There's a time when you call a devil a devil. But for the most part, you can respond in such a way that you don't even have to fight with them. That's what their whole game is, to bring you down to the flesh mind to fight on their game, on their playing field. Because if you fight on their playing field, they're going to win. Because they learned that's how they survived their whole life. It's insanity. Anyway, all I can say is this whole game, this whole narcissistic system, this whole psychopathic system, this whole sociopathic system has been around since you were born, and it's been around since Genesis 3. So it's best to renew your mind and be aware of your inner thoughts and your inner talk and see what you're telling yourself and the lies that you're believing and get rid of them. And all your problems that you're facing that seem like big problems, you'll say, oh, that's not even a big deal anymore once you renew your mind. That's how you win. That's how you win.